Conjugal Rights by Paul Mars. Read by Joanna Tope. A familiar voice. The ladies were poised over their walnut cake and morning coffee in their favourite café, the Walrus and the Carpenter. The café was in the oldest part of town, at the foot of the 199 steps that led up to the ancient abbey. Inside it was small, cramped and chintzy. Effie was petite and hardly noticed this, but Brenda was on the large side, and today she felt a bit squeezed in. As they talked, their voices blended with the tinkling of spoons and crockery, and they weren't aware of the young waitress eavesdropping on their every word as she dithered about the room. Brenda was saying, "I don't see how you ever make any money out of that junk shop of yours." Effie's eyes bulged slightly. "Junk? That's nice, I must say. You know what I mean. Knick-knacks. Antique collectibles, I'll have you know, Brenda." Effie looked her friend up and down. What would Brenda know about taste? What I mean is, you're hardly ever open, only about 2 hours a day, and you absolutely hate browsers, don't you? You don't exactly encourage them. Effie shuddered. It's true. I can't stand the way they just loiter about. How do you survive? All Brenda knew was that in order to make a living out of her own establishment, the cosy guest house right next door to Effie, she had to work her socks off all the time. I have my means. Effie pursed her lips and sipped her coffee. Anyway, money is overrated. I don't have many wants.
Oh, I do. Brenda smiled. Besides, I like to be up and doing. I like...